I'll hold it up and you can do some sewing, okay?
Sarah Cheney is holding a large red headband made out of felt, helping out a child as he sews a black blanket eagle pattern onto its center.
They're getting better and better. The more they sew, the better they get.
Around them, two other children are doing the same thing, each concentrating silently, sewing flowers, bear paws, and eagles onto different types of traditional Tlingit regalia. The process takes a long time, and it's obviously new and unusual for most of the children.
I put a bear paw and flowers on it.
Heather Berkeley is one of those students. She shows off an apron she's created with a black felt bear paw on it and buttons forming flower-like patterns. Berkeley's father is Tlingit, so she's learned a few of these sewing techniques before. But she's learning new techniques too, and what she's really excited about is showing her father a headband she just created.
My headband, I put a flower on it because I like the colors on it. And the beads that I used are abalone and coral.
Over the past 6 weeks, 21 students like Berkeley have learned how to create traditional products like this as part of the Johnson O'Malley Culture Camp, put on by the Petersburg Indian Association. It's estimated that the camp has been held yearly in Petersburg since at least the 1970s. For this year, each week has brought a different activity. There's been paddle making, drumming, a fish camp over at Sandy Beach, and learning native form line drawing. Thomas Gallant is the director for the camp. The way that he and the other staff have approached teaching the children here is to not overwhelm them with new information. Instead, he says they picked a different topic each week and gradually exposed the campers to ancient customs. Gallant shows an example of that by pointing at a white piece of paper across the room. It's right underneath a clock on the wall, and it reads GAW, G-A-A-W.
As you can see around the room, we have signs up of different things of what the tables were in Tlingit and clocks were and stuff around the room. And so it was small stuff like that that we thought was going to be a nice route for the kids to start and learn their culture.
By learning that language and culture slowly, Gallant says, the children here can pick up pieces of history and tradition easier. Gallant says that's vital in a place where the tradition has been slowly dying out.
It's very important. It's kind of a tight grasp because we're losing our elders who were able to teach us. And so we want to be able to just grab on as tight as we can and make sure we can push our culture further into the future with the next generation to follow.
Brenda Louise helps to oversee the camp as the grants manager for the PIA, and she agrees. The Tlingit people go back thousands of years, and Louise says she sees pieces of that history all over Petersburg, in both the people and the landscape. And she doesn't want to see it disappear anytime soon.
I have 9 kids, so, you know, having them understand their culture and how being connected to this place, meaning Southeast Alaska, where the Tlingit and Haida and Tsimshian tribes are, fits into who they perceive themselves in having a sense of place. We have petroglyphs out on the rocks at Sandy Beach that date back to the time of Christ. The Tlingit people have been here long before that. That's a very incredible heritage to be a part of. All these kids that are here, Petersburg, they say, is Little Norway, but actually it was a fish camp, and Tlingit people were here long, long, long before Peter Bushman showed up. So it's really important that our children that are going through the school system have a connection.
Because of the loss of many of its elders, the Tlingit tribe simply isn't as tight and connected as it was centuries ago. But through the camp and the children in it, Louis says the tribe has reestablished some of those bonds.
It's so exciting to find out who's related to who. You know, when we start working with these kids, we find out who their parents are, and then when we know who their parents are, their parents are related to our parents, and pretty soon we're, you know, either second or third cousins or distant aunties or shirt-tail relatives, sometimes even closer than that. And so sharing the culture with people that we consider to be our family is very exciting.
The culture camp wrapped up for the summer last Wednesday, but the tribe is looking to continue teaching Tlingit culture to children during other seasons too. The ultimate goal would be to add fall and spring culture camps in the future, which would allow the campers to learn even more customs, like subsistence hunting and fishing. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.